technological advancements, developments, Android versus iOS, a world full of high tech. Welcome to the Tech Show with Boy Genius.
Hey there, welcome to the Not So Tech Tech Show with your host Kevin Pabell and the Beston. The first name, last name?
Beston.
Yeah. It's another jam-packed show with some jam-packed information. I think we're going to go all nerdy on this one, just talking about the advancements in technology so far in 2019.
Yeah.
Since we're reaching the end of the year, some good discoveries in aerospace technology, in motor technology, in technology in general.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
And then also the biggest smartphone flop of 2019.
Of course.
And it's not Apple. So yeah, think we can start off with the biggest smartphone failure.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, it is the Google Pixel 4 XL and Google Pixel 4. That phone is an over-featured, under-performant, under-everything phone. I've never seen a phone that's been so hyped up.
You know, just before we even carry on, I think another one we can add to the list of cell phone failures is like the first edition of the foldable phones.
Oh,
but yeah.
I think that's a category on its own. I think Samsung got so excited. And like they re-released it for what, Korea only?
I think so, hey. Yeah.
But like the problem with the 4XL was the hype.
Yeah.
It was so hyped up.
Crazy
it's like,
hype.
This is going to be the phone of 2019.
Yeah.
It's going to beat Samsung. It's going to beat Apple. Beat Huawei.
Because like after the three and the 3A, and so people had high hopes at that point, eh?
Including you.
Including me. Because like those are pretty good phones.
No, but the 3A wasn't that big of an improvement from the Pixel 3. It was just a better nighttime camera, more battery power, and a lower price. So it was a lower end phone. With good specs, so it was an affordable phone.
With good specs, packed in one package, so it was brilliant.
So they did it well.
Very,
and of course, their whole marketing campaign was beating the iPhone 10 camera at that time, because it never had night mode. Huawei had just released the P30 Pro.
Yeah.
And it's still untouchable. It still has an untouchable nighttime camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Huawei had released a phone. And then at Google I/O in the middle of the year, Google released the 3A. Mm. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like something could be coming
here. And like the Pixel 4 XL on top of that was like the most leaked phone.
It really was.
People knew so much about it. And the thing is, it was so overhyped, and then it's released, and you don't get more than a 128 gigabyte. You don't get more than 128 gigabytes of storage.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a step back. Google owns a supercomputer and a quantum computer.
Yes.
They've got computers that can do the craziest of things.
Yeah.
They own data centers.
Yep.
They are one of the most biggest data collectors in the world.
Yeah.
Their Android phones collect so much data and collect so much about us, but they can't go over 64 gigs and 128 gigs at a premium smartphone price.
Yeah.
Do you know that you can get entry-level Samsung devices at 256 gigabytes with memory card storage?
Exactly. Let alone even mention Huawei, but it's ridiculous. But, you know, the pricing and the phone itself just don't match.
Look, that phone is priced. It's the Pixel 4 XL at 64 gigs is priced. It is priced at the iPhone 11 price. It starts at about, what, $800?
Yeah.
It starts at about $800.
Sure.
Like, at 64 gigs,
yeah.
It's the same price as a 128 gig iPhone.
It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous.
And the craziest thing is they pack all these crazy features. Like all these crazy features. And then they give it a small battery. And it's like, you put radar on the phone. So there's this feature where the phone has radar. And it creates a bubble. So before your hand gets to touching the phone, it already recognizes your hand.
Yeah.
And the phone begins to react to that.
Yeah.
So of course I'm a Google Once Our Lives conspiracy theorist. I'm just joking. But I think the first time that feature came up, I was like, why would you want to put radar on a phone? Because radar tells you what's happening around it as well. It can give you, like, if I put a smartphone down, I can tell that there are objects around me. Mm. And I can secretly turn on the camera to try and make sense of what all of that is. But that's all conspiracy theory. Like when we scroll our Facebook feed on iOS and it automatically turned on the camera and they listed it as a bug kind of thing, but that's a topic for another day. But basically they put radar, they put such a high quality screen on there.
Yeah,
but
the camera
their cameras are okay,
because with this phone you could actually take a picture of the night sky and the stars would pop up in the picture.
Yeah, but that's
crazy stuff. Yeah,
because that would be in a place where there isn't light
pollution. Oh, of course, where there isn't like crazy light pollution. Yeah, but
now, so you have this phone,
and the crazy voice recording AI.
And
the
head it's in plastic there. As well. It's like you're buying a $1,000 plus phone, and it is plastic.
Yeah,
like it's plastic. There's this YouTube channel that I enjoy watching called Jerry Riggs Everything. He's a guy who likes tearing down devices and
he's reviewing them. Yeah.
Yeah, he's reviewing a device by tearing it down, and he just takes his knife, he goes to the side of the phone, and then he just brushes past it, and you just see this powder fall off. And you're like, wait a minute, are you telling me that this is not metal? It's like, no, it's this new thing that they created called matte powder or something like that. So you just scratch it off and you see the plastic, and then he bends it, and then you just see a pop, and then he's like, wait a minute, a phone hasn't broken in front of me in such a long time that it actually startled me. So he goes, did it break? And he then bends it again, and second pop, he bends it one more time on the other side, third and fourth pop. And it's because of how the antenna bands are put on the phone, so it creates 4 points of weakness on the phone. And it just pops, it's like it breaks. So, Besten, you tell me, since you're such the Android fan, on how we justify a device like this.
Hey, we don't want one thing. I just want to put out there. We don't want to put the Android 4 XL as the Android poster child. It is not.
It is created by the people who invented. Maintain.
It is just one of the products in the whole like range of products
they invented
available
and maintained Android
for Android.
They invented. That's
they do
the
not
phone.
Say that. Hey guys, this is the phone that represents
they
all
do.
Android.
They do it's,
everything
it's
Android
their
and all
child.
About it.
It is their poster child. It's the phone that gets the updates.
I think this phone was. I don't know. You know. I think it was. It has one. Okay. It had pretty cool features, right?
No. Like, it's got. What? Who the hell cares about radar?
It's to do gestures, like sophisticated. Like it's how it handles gestures or recognizes gestures. It is so on point as compared to any other thing you could use to.
What gesture?
Well,
other than I'm going to grab my phone now.
There is swiping between tabs. There is pinching. There is all kind of gestures you would do if you were to touch the screen.
No, but
let's say you have really oily fingers and you still want to be using your phone.
Can you explain to me how radar is the thing that picks up those gestures?
Well, it helps in what you call this.
You do know there have been devices that have been able to do that already, right?
I know, but they do it with a crazy degree, with a low margin for error, let me say.
No, you
hence
can do it
radar.
With the camera. It's why I'm saying you can have a sensor that detects motion in there.
But those can fail. But if you have that and radar working together gestures.
Now you've got radar busy blipping. And as far as I've seen, there's no way to turn it off. So now you've got this constant device busy busy wanting to
within itself is its own argument. You see, on the price, I can't justify. Right?
Yeah, they're trying to make up for the cost of the radar.
Like the price, I really can't justify. What I can, like, I think if they'd lowered the price, because the features, I'm all up. The features,
the 3A with one camera is better than that phone. The 3 is better than that phone.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's not the true. Phone is fundamentally a failure.
Yeah,
it is a failure in every possible way. One, it's a big copycat of the iPhone 10.
Of course,
it look and feel. It's a full on copycat. It's a full on copycat.
Yeah.
The second thing is its storage sucks. Third thing is its battery power sucks.
Yeah.
Fourth thing is its cameras are exactly the same as the older Pixels.
Yeah.
Yes, there's improvements here and there. Yes, they've got a better wide angle camera. Yes, they've got all those things, but it's cool not
features,
that
yeah.
it's not that humongous of a thing.
I agree with
They have a screen that's awesome, but it's so power hungry. And it only works when you've got something that works at that resolution. You understand what I'm saying? And it's a power hungry screen with a pathetic battery. It's plastic.
Yeah. For a premium phone.
For a premium phone, it is plastic.
Yeah.
So then it's fundamentally a problem.
I believe had it come out 2 years.
Oh, and by the way, there's
before
radar.
The 3A, let me say, had it come out before the 3A, it was going to be something probably like groundbreaking.
No.
But now with the already range of phones we're getting, they didn't, like you're saying, fundamentally bring something new to the table, if I can say.
Do you know what is the battery life difference between the iPhone XS Max and 11 Pro Max?
No.
5 hours.
Sure.
5 hours.
Yeah.
That's, they rebuilt the entire motherboard.
Yeah.
So that it can handle a bigger battery. The phone can handle a bigger battery. So the phone is a bit heavier. The 11 Pro Max is a bit heavier than the... Then the XS Max.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
But that's an improvement.
It is.
5 hours.
It is an improvement.
Let's put the camera aside, the CPU speed bump up, all those crazy performance measures. Just the difference in battery life.
Yeah.
The difference in battery life is 5 hours. My phone has about a 10-hour, 12-hour... in full usage battery life.
Yeah.
Now, if I upgrade it, I get 17 hours.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
It is.
It is. It's like I can be awake the whole day.
Basically.
And my phone is fine.
Yeah.
And it's at that premium price. Then you take Google here at the same price.
Sure.
Give you half the battery power of what the normal XS Max has.
Yeah.
With a crazy screen and radar that's constantly on.
Yeah. You know, one thing, Google has been known for its failed projects.
For its subpar projects.
It's been known for that. But I think one thing at least they're not afraid to do is to try new things, you know. If it fails, oh well, we learn from this. There's always next time for another product.
Listen, they got the smartphones right the first 3 times.
They did.
I don't know what new things they're trying to do here. They got it right the first 3 times.
Yeah.
They didn't get it perfect. But it was enough to capture the attention of a lot of people.
Yes, it was.
One cool feature of the Pixel is, for example, squeezing and then the assistant comes on. Like, that's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But like to really push out a phone that's not, it can't compete. Like, take the Note 10.
Sure.
Like, that is a breathtaking phone.
It is.
Take the iPhone 11, 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Breathtaking phones.
Yeah.
High quality phones.
True.
You understand?
Yeah.
So high quality, you break something, it costs you a lot of money to fix it.
Insure them phones. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
High quality screens calibrated to the Pixel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse the pun. You take the P30 Pro.
Yeah. At much less the price.
and these phones, premium phones, the flagships of the creators.
Yeah.
You take the OnePlus, what is it at now? OnePlus 6.
I think so.
OnePlus 6.
Or
one,
7,
yeah,
I don't
OnePlus
know.
7. You take that phone and again, high quality at a premium price.
Yeah.
And then you take the Google Pixel 4 XL.
Ish. We can put it in the list, man, in the shelf of Google's, you know, just Google's projects.
It's like a bad anime. You know, there's so much hype, so much, I don't know if a lot of, if you really know this feeling, but, like, you have this anime, it's hyped up.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
This is going to be the craziest thing. You watch episode one, it's trash, and you're like, wait, it might get better.
Yeah.
You watch episode two, it's even more, complete trash.
Sure.
And then you watch episode 3 and you're like, no, I can't take this anymore.
Exactly.
Like, I really cannot take this. It gets better at episode 9. That's a lie. How do we get to episode 9 and there isn't interest? So,
or a song with a big build up and then a disappointing drop.
A dubstep song.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy intro.
Build up. Yeah.
And then complete. It's like, sounds like a car drifting. I've never been frustrated by such a piece of tech ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's so frustrating. But I think that let's then look on the brighter side of things.
Yeah.
On the incredible iPhone. I'm just joking.
No, but it is. It really, what they brought out this year was pretty incredible, though.
Yeah, it was just cringy as the guy was presenting.
Yeah, it was.
But they did do a lot of good work.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Still very expensive.
But of course.
They did a lot of good work. One thing is, though, they didn't really push the eSIM stuff. But I guess that's more for the Chinese market.
Yeah. I read an article about recreating the 5E.
The smaller one.
Yes, but wanting to just of course they saw how it's I don't want to say flaw, but how it failed as in, you know, nobody wanting to be the guy with the cheap iPhone.
I've told you this before.
Yeah.
Like there you are, like, I own an iPhone. Which one?
you know the one.
Like, a person would rather own a 6S Plus.
Yeah.
Than a 5E.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to be known as the person with the plastic iPhone.
The same thing that's probably going to start happening since the new AirPods have hit.
No, I think the difference between there is whether you want noise cancellation versus you don't want noise
cancellation.
And just
sound quality, hey, they really improved on that point.
No, they did, but it costs almost double the price of the normal AirPods.
It does.
And this is more preference. That's why they didn't cancel the older ones.
Yeah.
Because some people have their Bose QC35s and their Beats by Dre's and stuff like that for noise cancellation.
Yeah.
And then you just want your earbuds for normal stuff, unless you can justify spending almost 6,000 rand on earphones. If I'm going to spend 6,000 bucks, I'll just buy Bose QC35.
One way.
Yeah, just like, because they the bomb diggity, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
But with Apple, where they got it right was with the 10R, because that was their most successful iPhone in the last release.
Yeah.
And it was because...
The price and the features to match,
and the
specs,
feel.
Yeah.
It's not just they kept the same glass back. The primary camera was still the same.
Yeah.
It was slightly bigger than the 10. It had an LCD screen, but well calibrated.
Yeah.
So it never had the OLED display.
Yeah.
It was fast. It had the Fusion chip. It had so many things, and it was $749 at the starting price.
Yeah.
So when you went to get that phone and you played with it, you're like, it's a good phone.
Yeah.
Now, what's funny is, like, the 5 SE and them could film in 4K and they could do all those things, but they're just this puny little phone that feels so cheap.
Exactly.
Plastic. and everyone takes out their bigger iPhones and then you've got this puny phone. And then they'll ask you, well, why do you have that one?
Yeah.
And it's like, ish.
It's my little brother's.
so that's where they got it right. It's like a Tesla.
Yeah.
It's like, why is Tesla winning? Because it's a smart car that looks nice.
It does.
No one wants to be known. Well, I guess it's different in the smart car market, but I don't want to be known as a person with a cheap electric car.
Yeah.
But I think having a cheap electric car is more beneficial than having an expensive one.
True. Actually.
But true. I don't want to be known as a person with a very cheap electric car. Like, because they look ugly.
Yeah.
They look like Batmobiles.
They look more like a toy or something you'd see out of, like, a sci-fi movie, really. But not the nice looking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's sci-fi looking that's like, oh, that looks nice. Yeah. And there's sci-fi looking that's like...
So some of them look like
can't
boxes.
Drive that in the streets.
It's like
yeah.
a box with wheels. You're like, yeah. What in the world is that?
You know, I think that's like one thing the tech industry has. You know, this feel of exclusivity is like one thing that's just made some companies like really boom, hey?
Yeah.
If you can just have this unique look about your product.
No, but it's, it has to be well...
at any price, yeah.
It has to be well designed.
Very much so.
It's like when I'm ever taking a ride-hailing app, say Uber
yeah.
or Bolt.
Yeah.
I hate when I have to exchange physical cash. It's
yeah.
a very awkward thing.
Yeah.
There are times my card is like maxed out or something happens where I have to pay cash or I accidentally picked cash.
Yeah.
And like you're sitting back and now it's the end of the trip. And it's like now you're staring at each other and you're not taking out money. He doesn't have change. And
yeah.
it's this whole thing because you don't know what the trip is going to cost until the end of the trip.
Yeah.
And the way you fix up that experience is, you know, put a bank card.
Yeah.
And when the trip is ended, You
yeah.
get out the car,
yeah.
and they pull out from your card.
Yeah.
And it's designing great experiences like that.
Yeah, you know, I think one thing like your Apple and your Tesla have went on to prove is that people are truly willing to pay for quality. Hey?
Yeah,
they really are.
They're willing to pay for quality and
good design.
And good design because yeah. A lot of people think that it's just functionalness that counts.
Yeah.
And it's like there are a lot of things that are functional but ugly. And no one wants it. I think
yeah.
the only functional but ugly sphere that exists is fashion.
Yeah.
And not even
True.
The average person
True.
Wants to wear those shoes like a Balenciaga shoe. I think Boneka from The Mode might dispute this, but hey, I've always told her those are called Code 14s.
Yeah.
But you look at that shoe and it's
Take
like
up their own parking
it's
spot.
It's like a big shoe with a big sole, and like for some reason people love that sort of thing. But if you come into the world of technology and functional stuff,
yeah.
no one wants a kettle that boils water upside down.
Basically,
it makes no sense. Like when we want a kettle, we want something that we can take, go to the tap, open it up, fill
yeah.
it with water, put it somewhere, press a button,
yeah.
and it starts boiling water.
And there's a bonus if it looks nice too.
Yeah.
Yay.
If we want anything more, we buy cappuccino machines and
yeah.
we buy all those things that are functional but they look good.
Yeah.
And that's where Tesla won because a lot of people didn't want to get electric cars and didn't
yeah.
want to get these things because they just looked superficial.
True.
They like, I own such a beautiful car. And yes, I want to bring down the cost of my fuel usage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But man, I can't drive around in this.
Yeah.
And what Tesla did is they were like, we're going to build a high-performance car
yeah.
that looks good.
As well,
that
it's smart.
Yeah, so it looks different.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like every other car. It looks very different. But people love it because
yeah.
it looks good.
It does.
It looks well enough for you to do what you need to do with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, a place where they don't care about how things look is space. Have you seen how those
True.
Rovers look?
Oh my word.
Those rovers is 100% functionality.
Everything, the space suits, the space station,
yeah.
the cockpits of the ships.
It's about being functional.
Does it do what it's supposed to do?
But
yes,
it makes
full
sense.
Stop.
But it makes sense because the type of people who go there are trained for that functional
yeah.
stuff. No one wants a Gucci space suit. Is a Gucci space suit functional?
Yeah,
you're with your Gucci space suit and you can't breathe.
Exactly.
And now you're dying in space and people need to... Like, no one wants a...
But do you see Branson's Virgin Galactic suits, though? They're Under Armour. That actually looks nice. Eh?
Yeah, but are
that
they functional?
Interesting.
If for all the time we've been in space, we've needed the sort of suits that we have.
Yeah.
It depends on how far up he's going. How far
yeah.
up is he going?
I think this is for, you know, your commercial Virgin Galactic stuff they're going to be doing where people can take like flights into space, basically, and back.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to the moon
yeah.
or the International Space Station or anything like that.
Because you can make things look nice and then things are not functional. The best example is the Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Yeah.
They were doing things for optimizing their engine because Airbus had made improvements to their engines.
Yeah.
And they had become more fuel efficient.
Yeah.
And what Boeing wanted to do is also catch up with that so that they don't lose their customer base to that stuff.
Yeah.
And they redid the engine. The problem is the engine was different to the normal 737 engine.
Sure.
So they had to push the engine back a bit so that they could have ground clearance. The problem is it changed the aerodynamics of the plane.
Shucks, yeah.
So now they had to write special software that takes that aerodynamic change into consideration and then adjusts the plane.
Yeah.
And they had to do that in such a way that they don't have to retrain the pilots. But now, and to get clearance without having to go through the crazy licensing, wadi-wadi-wadi, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they were internally aware of these different things. And all that happens now is, because of the lack of functionalness in that case, two planes crashed.
Sure.
And pilots were experiencing issues and stuff like
sure.
that. And if you go deeper into the story, Brazil already noticed this and they told them, add it into the manual you're going to give
wow.
us. The Brazil, aviation authorities had
yeah.
noticed it and they said, for our pilots, we need you to add it in before we take these planes in and approve them. So
yeah.
so it's the importance of functionalness in these sort of things. So design is just as important as how functional something is.
Yes.
But depending on the case, sometimes how functional something is way more important than the design.
True.
And the design has to cater for that functionality.
Yeah.
You know, for example, one of the rovers in Mars was stuck in a sandstorm.
Yeah.
And it messed up the solar panels. The sand covered up the solar panels. And of course, if the solar panels aren't working,
you can't power the rover
and the rover dies. So there are just things like that where it's like, okay, so the satellites don't get solar powered, you know that?
Yeah.
The satellites that are sent out into space, like the Voyager 1 and 2, and the one that had just passed Pluto and
yeah.
all of those ones, they work via small nuclear fusion stuff.
Yeah.
Nuclear fusion reactions. And it's a functional design because it's something designed to work for 40 years, 50
yeah.
years,
yeah.
Even 60 to 100 years.
Yeah.
'Cause they're too far from the sun. It takes, I think, to Pluto 15 hours. For light to get there.
Sure.
That's how far away it is. It takes about 15 hours, yeah. 9 to 15 hours for light from the sun to get there. So now you take all of that into consideration and you now build a functional thing.
Yeah.
So that's where the 4XL lost. But it lost on both fronts, design and functionalness.
Yeah, they just said, you know, it's almost like it was just a little gadget they brought out to show off some of their new software they were working on or something.
No, man.
I think they should have released some of the stuff as apps, really.
Yeah, but like they should have taken the time to build a better phone.
Of course, all in all, yeah.
It's why they can't get into such a bigger, broader market.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend the same amount of money I do on an iPhone, on a phone, I'm not sure is worth its price tag.
Yeah.
Note 10s are trusted.
Yeah.
After the notes used to explode.
No, just the one note. Just the one as well.
I just said it as a plural to mess with you. But even after that became a flight risk,
yeah.
People still kept to the notes because there was a design flaw.
Yeah.
It was sorted out, but they built better phones.
Yeah.
And Samsung is the provider of a lot of the screens and the stuff that's there already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Google just, they went overboard here. And they should have taken a step back. They are a company that prides themselves on design.
Yeah.
They're a company that prides themselves on functionalness.
Yeah.
So for them to build something so pathetic, it's functionally, as a technologist, And if I have to nerd out, it's a good device.
Yeah.
But practically, it's trash.
For the casual or normal end user.
The normal end user won't even know that there's radar on the phone.
It's voice recording, which basically, there's the transcribing. And it can also, label.
Yeah.
Sounds that happen. So if you're recording something, happen to be applause, it labels that in there.
Yeah.
And you can now, after you record something, you can literally just say, take it to the part where someone said this. And it takes you to that part of the recording. Like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Still, we won't even get the time to look at those features because it's a pathetic phone. it's a pathetic phone. Well, I hope you enjoyed our rant about this 4XL and our appreciation of good designed, great functional technology.
Yeah.
2019 has been an interesting year, and as we come to close, we're going to let you know of the most interesting things that have come out. There have been some pretty interesting things across.
And it's technology years. A lot could happen between now and the 29th or 30th of December.
Yep,
a lot could happen.
It's pretty insane. But let's get strapped on to this crazy roller coaster ride and see what happens. See what comes out. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking your awesome time to listen to us. Hope you enjoyed the show. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, Christ music is
hot music.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ music is hot music.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Spotify and iTunes. Inception. Going back to the original.